Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English, which helps you learn English speaking at home. So what makes the difference between someone who succeeds in learning a foreign language and someone who doesn't? What helps someone learning English to speak fluently, to actually arrive at their goal? Adept English is no stranger to giving tips on how to speak English fluently. But let's have a look today at one aspect of language learning, something that makes a difference. Well, in a phrase, it's a marathon, not a sprint. What's the meaning of this phrase? Well, vocabulary first, marathon, M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N, you probably know already, as it's the same word in many languages. A marathon is a run, which is 26 miles long. And a sprint, S-P-R-I-N-T, well, that's a fast run. Say the 100 metres, that's a sprint. Another way of saying it's a marathon, not a sprint, great things take years to build. So if you're learning English to speak fluently and you want to be really successful, you've got to be in it for the long term. You've got to be committed and make effort and sustain it. That means keep doing it. We've all seen those articles online which say, learn fluent English in 6 weeks or how to learn a language in 30 days. And this is usually marketing rubbish, what we might call clickbait. Clickbait is a compound word, C-L-I-C-K-B-A-I-T. So it's made up of click, which can be a click or to click, and the word bait, B-A-I-T. So basically, a click is a noise, like the click that a light switch makes when you turn it on or off, or the click of a door as it closes properly. And it also means the click that the noise of a computer keyboard or a mouse makes as you use it. So the verb to click and the noun click has also come to mean clicking on a link. It's what we all do when we're online. A link is blue and underlined, and if you click on it, it takes you to a particular website. Even when we're using a phone screen to click on a link and it doesn't necessarily make a sound, it's still called a click. Most of us click or click on links many times in the average day. And bait, B-A-I-T, is a noun. Bait is what you put on the end of your fishing line if you're trying to catch fish. If you bait something, you make it appear attractive, to attract someone or something, to lure them in, if you like. Bait has the sense that what appears to be on offer is not really what you're getting. Something looked good, but it probably isn't what it appears to be. So the word clickbait refers to all of those things online which are designed to hook you, like a fish on a fishing line, to make you click on them because they make big promises. They look really interesting. It might be the secret technique for making £10,000 in a week, or the terrifying truth about cows, or 12 shocking facts about your lunch. We all know these hooks don't deliver what's promised, but sometimes they hook us in anyway. And so it is with how to learn a language in 30 days. That's usually nothing more than clickbait. There isn't a quick fix. There isn't a magic solution to language learning. Most people are not going to learn a language in 30 days. Having said that, it's interesting that there are intensive language courses. The military and the government use this sort of language training for their elite people. And there are language schools also which specialise in this, which anyone with enough money can go to. But you have to fully give your time and attention, perhaps 12 hours a day for an intense period of time. And it costs a lot of money, and it has to be your only focus for that time. And these trainings, these courses do seem to work, but you've got to have a strong motivation. And you've got to have a really powerful need to learn the language. You've got to focus, and you've got to have deep pockets. That means you've got to have money. And you've got to exclude everything else from your life while you do it. So most of us can't do that. We don't have time spare. We don't have the money or that level of focus. So most people are not going to learn a language in 30 days. It's not practical. And without specialist in-depth intensive training, it isn't going to happen. But what you do need in order to learn a language is a solid reason for learning, a good motivation, which is going to endure for months, years even. It can't just be, it'd be cool to learn Spanish, or a passing fancy, like, wouldn't it be great to be able to speak Korean? That's not going to be enough to sustain you. That's not going to be enough to keep you going, keep you motivated enough to achieve your goal. And you do need to have a clear set of goals in your head, which will mean that learning the language is something that's on your agenda, something that's in your schedule every week for the long term, because you've reasons to want it. So language learning is a marathon, not a sprint. It's also interesting to think about what it actually means to say, I've learned a language. What the clickbait, learn a language in 30 days websites mean by speaking fluently, I'm not sure. But my guess is that they're not meaning that wonderful deep sense of a language, that appreciation of its subtleties, its nuances, such that you might read a newspaper article, a review perhaps, and be able to understand something like that beyond the basic meanings of the words. To be able to understand, to pick up the tone of an article. Is it intended as humorous, serious, ironic, or sarcastic? Even the military intense language training courses probably don't enable this level of understanding. To be able to pick up these aspects of language learning, it takes a lot of time. There's huge amounts of information you need to take in, both consciously learned, but also unconsciously learned through long exposure to that language. It's a long process, not a short process. But your brain is absolutely equipped to do this. Your brain is expert in doing this. So learn a language in 30 days. It's like trying to make a good whiskey or a good wine, or a good cheese, perhaps, in 30 days. It cannot be done. And the English we speak is always less developed than the level of English that we can understand. So we're always playing catch-up in that sense. But, as I say, our brains can do it. It's not rocket science. We just need to provide ourselves with the right conditions. And what does learn a language mean anyway? What does it mean if someone says, I can speak English? Does it mean being able to order a coffee? Or does it mean being able to hold a conversation as you get your hair cut? Does it mean being able to follow a film, a movie, in that language? Does it mean being able to read that subtly nuanced newspaper article and appreciate those subtleties, the nuances, and the references that the writer intended? Or does it mean being able to live in a foreign country, being able to work and function well in your everyday life using that language? Well, I'd say the answer is all of these. It's just they're different levels of language learning. So if you're talking about being able to order a coffee, then of course you probably could learn that level of English for numerous situations in 30 days. And if that's your purpose, that's fine. You can speak basic English. But if you want the nuances, the subtleties and all the rest, that's going to take time and dedication. Learning a language is a marathon, not a sprint. So you've got to have motivation that carries you through, that matters to you long term, and that means that you sustain the habit of giving time to language learning consistently, week by week, year by year. And once you've reached the level that you require, that may mean being able to order a coffee, or it may mean being able to watch a film. There's some effort required to maintain that level, to keep it current, keep it polished. You may choose not to take it any further because there's another language you want to learn, or there's another project that you prefer to put your energy into, and that's fine. But to really learn a language, to feel comfortable in it, it's a long-term endeavour, a long-term project. But it's also one that's rewarding. It feels good to know that you're making progress with your language learning. It's gratifying. That means it rewards you. Gratifying to be able to understand and know that your level is increasing. Sometimes when I'm learning French, I enjoy the fact that my brain can do that. I can understand, and to some degree, I can speak another language. I'm a bit, wow, ooh, I understood that. That made sense. It's gratifying. So much so that there are people who so completely enjoy learning languages, they just seem to do it for pleasure. They're the polyglots, P-O-L-Y-G-L-O-T, who perhaps speak 5 or 6 languages and are learning 2 more. So there are lots of levels of language learning. I think one measure, one way of knowing that you've really arrived in the upper level of language learning, when you can understand comedy in that language, that's C-O-M-E-D-Y, things, performances, if you like, that are there to make people laugh, that's comedy. Understanding the stand-up comedian's joke, which often depends also upon cultural references. If you can do that, you really have arrived with your language learning. For me, that's on a par with being able to read, say, the Financial Times in English or a PhD research paper in English. Stand-up comedy, that's high level. So if you do have a full motivation to learn English and you'd like to get to a high level of English language fluency, just keep feeding your language learning habit. Feed your brain. Little and often, little and often. Just keep going, just keep listening, and it will happen for you. It doesn't take a super brain to learn a language. Most people speak their own language perfectly proficiently, perfectly well, without possessing a super brain. It just takes feeding your brain, little and often, plus time and exposure to the language. Don't forget to visit our website at adeptenglish.com and have a look at our courses page. Course 1, Activate Your Listening, builds on what we offer in the podcasts. The course takes 3 common themes, 3 subject areas, the UK, food and education, and it gives you podcast-type articles, vocabulary explanations, like an English tutorial with your teacher, that's me. It gives you the chance also to work on your understanding of English conversations with 2 speakers. That's me and someone else. And it gives you pronunciation practice too. Anyway, language learning is a marathon, not a sprint. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.